Hello and welcome back to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. I'm going to be with you for an hour today. We've got lots of music for you to listen to, but also a nice chat with Junior Messer, not only talking about his music, but also about blue animals. So stay tuned for that, but right before, here is his song, All or Nothing.
Oh, the saddest truth, give all you are to me.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in to chat with me today. I'm here with Junior Messer, and we're going to be chatting a little bit about music and about your latest project as well. I thought we could start with a yes. few more like fun get to know you questions. The first being, you have a song called 3 a.m. What is your favorite time of day or your favorite time of night, or is it 3 a.m.?
My favorite time of day, I think, is definitely the morning, like as early as possible. Maybe like, okay, maybe not like 4, maybe not 3 a.m., not looking at like 3 a.m., but like 7 a.m. I feel like is a good time. I don't usually wake up around then, but I like hearing the birds and the peace of everything. So it's either really early or really late. That's like my favorite times of day.
Okay, cool. And so you've taught yourself to play like the guitar, the bass, the drums, the piano. Is there anything else on that list? And what's the next instrument that you're planning on picking up?
I think you summed it up. I actually just bought a saxophone. So I'm going to hopefully learn the saxophone.
That's so, I love the saxophone. It sounds so nice.
Yeah, so do I. It's really cool. It's a lot different from anything else that I've learned. So it's going to be a bit harder.
Definitely. Out of all the ones that you currently play, what's your favorite?
I think I have to say guitar, just because that was my first love. So I think I can't switch up, you know?
Same. I agree. I support that. So you...
Okay, you have a guitar back there. I see it.
Yeah, a little...
Yeah.
So you said that you are most happy when you're in a go-kart. What is your, do you have like a go-to go-karting place or like a specific go-kart?
Yeah, back in my hometown, Bakersfield, there's this place called Camelot. They have this outdoor go-karting track. I don't know, that's just my favorite. It's pretty run down. It's not the best thing in the world. The go-karts barely even work half the time. But something about it, just love it there. So every time I go back to Bakersfield, I like to try to go go-karting there.
Yeah, I'm actually going go-karting in like 2 days. It's like gas instead of electric. So it smells really bad, but it goes so fast. I'm excited.
Touch becomes a wrecking ball, and everyone I trust seems to do me wrong. So you can't blame me if it's hard for me to get the hint. Ooh, baby, I'm losing my grip. 2, 3, 4.
So moving a little bit more into kind of the musical side of things, I was wondering, you know, when and how you discovered this, you know, passion and love for music.
I think I discovered it a bit late, because I didn't pick up the guitar until around 16, and I didn't really start listening to music until I started playing guitar, just because it kind of expanded my taste a bit, and it just... learning and having to like listen to these songs over and over again to like, I kind of accidentally fell in love with it in this crazy way. Like it wasn't just a natural, like me and music just always were together, but I kind of like just naturally fell into it when I started playing guitar.
Mm-hmm. But your family is quite creative in terms of like writing and like poetry and things like that. So do you think that that creativity inspired your musical creativity?
Maybe not directly, but there could have been definitely been just like a vibe in the house that I was growing up in that was just causing everyone to get all creative.
And so who inspires you, whether that be, you know, people in your life or whether that be musicians?
I think my dog inspires me the most, to be honest.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Blue. He's a wiener dog. Actually, and he just like walked up to my mom's house and we kept him. Like he just went up to the front door and was just like, I'm yours now. So I was like, okay.
How'd you come up with the name Blue?
I don't remember. I think there was a song I liked that was like called Blue or something.
If you could open for any musician or have any musician open for you, who would you choose, alive or dead?
I think I'd like to open for maybe like Stevie Wonder. He's still around, right? Yeah, Stevie Wonder would be crazy. Mac DeMarco would probably be cool to open up for.
So if you could play at any venue in the world, where would you play?
Oh, man. I don't really know venues like that, to be honest. I think I would like to play Because I kind of was like thinking about it, but like, where would I like to play? I think like India would be cool to play.
Ooh, okay.
Some venue in India. Yeah.
For those of you just tuning in, currently chatting with Junior Messer here on La Bonne Heure for CITR, we listened to his song Losing My Grip, and here is Paranoia Dreams. Process when it comes to writing lyrics and when it comes to you know, writing the instrumental parts of the songs as well.
Oh, it's kind of different every day. I kind of, so every now and then I'll get like into like a routine, but then I get tired of them fast, so I always try to like find different ways to make songs. And I think the reason that I would learn so many instruments is because when you pick up a different instrument, you have like different things more easily accessible to you. Mm-hmm. It gives you new ideas and makes you think about things in different ways. So I think that's one of like the good aspects of songwriting and learning a lot of instruments. Mm-hmm. They all kind of give you this different mindset in the way you have to play them.
So you sit down to write a song. What comes first? Is it like the melody or the lyrics or a beat?
I think it's usually chords, to be honest. I think I'll write a chord progression and then see if there's a melody somewhere in there, and then everything else after that, bass or drums or whatever.
Do you record all the instruments that you can play in your songs?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Actually, in here. It's kind of a mess right now, but...
This is the studio, ooh.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Do you have a favorite lyric that you've ever written?
Not necessarily. I used these words once in a song. I said spiders and bees, and because I was describing something that was like kind of like scary and prickly. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked that. I don't know. It's not really a lyric, but.
No, that's fine. Do you have a favorite musical component in any of your songs?
Musical component. I think the new single is cool because last year I was experimenting a lot with like tempo automation. So I was like, there's a lot of like dips in tempo and rises and very, very subtle. And then there's a couple like more drastic ones in the song, but that one's cool. But I think a lot of the stuff I'm working on now is like the thing I'm most excited for, which is like, I don't know, it's probably not even going to come out for who knows how many years, but.
If you weren't making music, what do you think that you would be doing?
Probably nothing, maybe homeless.
Fair enough. So you released Listen Close quite recently. I was wondering what the story and the inspiration was behind those lyrics.
So that song, I kind of like was trying to talk about my relationship with music just because it was like a difficult relationship. And I talk about it like as a relationship a lot, like, because it's felt like that, like we get in arguments. And I had my first seizure when I was like 19, and that was because of like a concert I was going to. It became this like weird thing where like my favorite thing in the world was like causing me to have seizures and feel very sick a lot. And that was pretty rough because I had to figure out how to deal with that when the only thing that I wanted to do, I couldn't do pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it's better now. I've gotten to medication and my seizures have been controlled and I haven't had one for about a year. So it's been a lot better and I don't feel as sick anymore. And I work on music as much as I want to now, once again.
So the lyrics kind of talk about that relationship. Do you think that the music and the instrumental mirrors that as well?
I think so. Like I think especially in like the chorus or the hook, like the dizzying bongos kind of like, it's like almost, I was trying to make like a trance like state, like when, like if it was live, like how that would feel if like somebody was just like going crazy on the bongos to like, you know, just that chaos and those like weird, like I said, like the tempo dips, it kind of everything is like feels off kilter a bit and feels like this doesn't feel normal, you know.
And so you've released a video for Listen Close, where you're being chased by these two clowns and they're trying to get you, and it's quite, you know, like classic comedy style, you know, through the different doors, all of that. What was your idea behind this video, and how did you bring that to reality?
Well, I like visually weird things. Like, I like things that are like visually weird, but I think the most important thing was I wanted it to be like surface level. It's like, what the fuck am I looking at? You know, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want there to be a meaning. So if somebody decides to like look deep into it and try to see what it means, there is something. And I think to me, I played the devil and I played the guy running from the devil, you know, and that was kind of just like that self-sabotage and this inner conflict of everything. And I sent these minions out to go whoop my ass and turn me into a clown, become a minion of the devil, basically. And that's what they did. I lost the battle, and at the end they turned me into a clown and I become one of the minions.
I was gonna ask, the bang on the wall behind you, is that
the bang flag?
Yeah, is that from the video?
That is from the video.
Little Easter egg.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned a little bit about your future stuff and a little bit about some of your old stuff. How do you think your music's evolved since you started out?
I think it's become a bit more intentional. And I think it's become more than something that I just do for fun. It's become a part of me in this way that's pretty spiritual, I guess. I don't know any other word, but like, I think it's more and more, it's going to become that. It's going to become a very, very close relationship again, as I keep saying, whatever that means.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Right here next to me, so asleep. I can't help but feel like you're so far away in your dreams. Do you still see me?
Do you think that there are big differences or like significant things that you can pinpoint that have like changed since you started out as a musician that have maybe led to those differences in your music?
Definitely. I think I've kind of gone through a lot since I started making music first, and that kind of like taught me a lot about myself and what I want out of life. I think that probably had the most pivotal change on what my music is now.
So you mentioned that you record all your stuff in the location that you currently are in. Who else is involved in that process? And what about like collaborations and, you know, production, recording, things like that?
Yeah. I think on this new EP, I pretty much did everything except there's a bass line on one of the songs called Pushing Away that my friend played, and he produced that song actually too. And I think it came out pretty good. But I'm just recently starting to like collaborate and like work with other people.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I was like kind of strict about just doing everything myself. I don't know, it's like a weird thing, but these days I think it's really cool to make things with other people and have a team.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking about, you know, the future of the EP and this project that you have, what are some of the genres and the topics that you're going to be diving into?
I think in the future, I really want to get more into like electronic music,
mm-hmm.
and things in that world. But with this EP, I think it's a lot of like funk influence and like indie rock influence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to La Bonne Heure, chatting with Junior Messa. We heard Listen Close and 3 a.m. and here is his song Far Out. if you had like five musicians that have influenced your sound in this upcoming EP, who would you say they are?
I would say Jimi Hendrix, Thundercat, maybe Funkadelic, Parliament, and that's four, right?
Yes, that's four.
Maybe Sly and the Family Stone.
And then my next question is...
Oh, wait, and Prince. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's a good addition. What is next? Like, what can people expect after Listen Close? What is the next, you know, single or the EP or video, anything like that?
I think next month there's going to be a video and a single coming out. Pushing Away, I think it is.
And then finally, what's the first thing that you're looking forward to when, you know, concerts start again and when, you know, performances and things like that? Do you have any plans or anything that you're, you know, hoping to do?
I think I'm excited to, like, go to the beach and just have a lot of people there around, you know? Like, I remember I used to go to Venice a lot and, like, specifically just to, like, people watch. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that again, being able to just, like, go out and see crazy people do crazy things.
I feel like Venice Beach is a very good place to do that.
Yeah, I love it there. I love talking to those people.
I actually have a very quick, funny story for you, because you said that your dog's name is Blue.
Yeah.
And so I grew up with, like, loads of cats, and one of my cats was called Avatar, because when we took him to the vet, the antiseptic that they sprayed on his face was blue. So like, I was like 11. And I was like, oh my God, he's like an avatar. And my mom was like, okay, sure. Yeah. My fun little blue pet story.
How long was his face blue?
It was like a week or so. It was blue.
Whoa.
Well, because he was also like a stray. We found him on the side of the road. And yeah. Like, I don't know if this is, like, too gruesome, but, like, his eyes were infected, so they had to, you know, like, do surgery on his eyes. So
it was just
this, like, poor little blind kitten
with
this blue face, and I was like, an avatar. Like, I was very proud of the name.
It's a good name.
Thank you. Anyway, thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting with you.
Thank you. It's lovely talking to you.
Leave me alone. Oh.
That last song was Creep by Junior Mesa. It was so great getting to chat with him and wonderful music from him as well. Up next, we are going to be listening to a mix of music. Here is Love It by Ashley Ball, followed by Your Girl by Basia Bulat.
Take your time, honey, let it all out. Dig your feet into the ground, try to feel your way around it. See the signs circling in the sky. You've been trying to hide everything deep inside you. Take a moment to let it all out. What's inside of your head, get it out of your mouth. And it's something you never would say. Gotta give it away. You don't know it, but you wanna hum along. When you do it, no, you'll never get it. When you take your time, I love it when you face the light. I love it when you make up your mind. I love it when you get it right. I love it when you get it right. Right, get it right. Letting loose, oh, you're laughing out loud. You're dancing so hard, even you're not a dancer. Cars parked on the side of the road. The sun's so low, it's reaching for the answer. Take a moment, you're watching it down. Oh, it never stays down. She's coming back tomorrow. I will follow her into the water. Will I float away? You don't know it, but you wanna hum along. When you do it, no, you'll never get it wrong. You can do it however you really want. I love it when you take your time. I love it when you face the light. I love it when you make up your mind. I love it when you get it right. I love it when you get it right. I love it when you love it when you
Two more songs coming your way now. Up first, we have Say Less by Evokings and Mikkelin, followed by Starlight by Chad Van Garlen.
Another night of make-believe, and I wish I could just take it back. This is not how it's supposed to be. Yeah, you're gone before a moment's past.
Thank you.
Wishing you all a wonderful rest of your day, night, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you again for listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR with myself, Valley, like a valley but spelt a little bit differently. One last song for the road. Here is Say You Will by Royal Wood, and I'll see you real soon. Bye.
Any other day, until you turn and walk my way, it only took a second then, till you were the one. Your hair was blowing in the wind, this blue I finally got to win. The days have turned to months since then, so I am on my knees saying, all of my life waited for someone like you to ride. Yes, I tend to speak your mind. I'm sure that it's a lot to take, most of the time. I swear my heart belongs to you. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. Across the ocean blue, so I am on my knees saying, all of my life waiting for someone like you to ride. Yes, I stay by your side. Till the end of all our days.
Check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.